Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here are 221-1402. If you're calling from out of the area, it's 1-800-521-1989. And you can also hear us on 1670 AM, 10,000 big watts that reach out there all the way to Cedarville, which we needed when we were being attacked by the jihad squirrels out there. And speaking of jihad squirrels, I don't know. Is that a segue into Frosty somehow? No.
Yeah, that's great. How did you come up with that one?
Well, I don't know, just sometimes brilliance just rolls out of my mouth. No, the thing is that Frosty's another shooter. And, you know, it's good to know that the producer can take care of himself.
Yeah, woodpecker tastes good.
What?
Woodpecker.
Woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Barbecued.
On a stick. Woodpecker on a stick.
Woodpecker on a stick. Hey there, soulmate. How are you
hey,
doing this morning?
Good morning. Okay, here's a question I have for you guys. If you're just popping up out of bed, your feet are hitting the floor, and you're about ready to take a shower, or you already took a shower this morning, the question is, what do you think about in the shower? I mean, statistics say that the average female shower lasts about 14 minutes, while the average male shower lasts 12 minutes. Well, now, a WaterPik conducted a survey. And here's what these were the responses to what do you think about in the shower. 56% were to-do lists. 41% were problems and worries. 33% were daydreams. Number four, 28% was work. Number five, 24% was sex. And number six, 20% was weight, which is a perfect segue into the trainer of our dreams, the man who owns Adamson's Peak Performance, where we're going to go bust our humps again today. Joe Adamson, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
Gee.
Do you think about weight in the shower?
What do you think about in the shower, Joe?
I think about jihad squirrels. I just drove through McDowell a couple of days ago, and I was thinking about those jihad squirrels again.
I'll tell you what. It's, you know, the fact is that the North State, the North State residents are doing their best to keep the jihad squirrels away from Reading.
Okay, what's the tip of the week?
The tip of the week. Well, I know you guys are biker people, so and I imagine you pay pretty close attention to your Harley. And you know what? Exercise training isn't that much different. You really need to focus on the details of exercise training. I know in past I said just get out there and do it, and for beginners that is the key. But once you're working out and you're trying to get the best results possible, pay attention to the details. Are you breathing properly? Is your posture correct? Is your form good? Are you dropping your elbows or are you buckling your knees or so forth? Are you focusing on the muscles that are being worked? Is your rep speed correct for what you're trying to accomplish? These are all details that, you know, if you really want to get the best results and you want to avoid injury, pay attention to details, and it'll pay big dividends.
Isn't that interesting how that's what's great about going and having a tune-up with a personal trainer? Because if you're used to a special routine that you do, and then you go on your own, you'll find that if you, hook back up with a trainer, you might be an inch or two off. And all of a sudden, when they place your arms in a different position where it originally started, it's so effective, you feel like you have a brand-new workout.
You're like, that's what I'm supposed to be feeling.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I also know is when you do the circuit training, it makes no difference what the trainer says or how he moves my arms. I just don't move at the end of it. The end of it, I just lay there on that ball.
I heard you had a great time in that circuit class.
Oh, yeah, that was it. I really thought it was cool. It was when everybody had to drag me out and pour me into the back of the truck.
So. It was so good, though. Oh, man.
I actually just heard, I had never heard this before, but one of our clients just admitted yesterday that a day after her workout, she was so tired, her legs were so fatigued that she actually tried to take her foot off the brake and hit the accelerator and rear-ended somebody. So, you know, I felt terrible for her, but I guess, you know.
That's a wake-up call.
You know what? She could, you know, you better not have too deep of pockets there, Joe.
No, that's why you want to have strong thighs.
Right. Okay, Joe, hey, thanks a lot for your
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you in a little bit.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
So the lady runs into somebody, she blames it on her workout?
Well, you know, maybe, you know, if you're used to sitting and your legs are a certain way, which means flabby and just, like, haven't done any work, and then all of a sudden you start to work those muscles, to lift your leg up and go from brake to accelerator pedal is a movement.
That's 3 inches.
Hey, way.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400. Hope your legs are okay out there. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here at 221-1402. This is an open line show. We had a guest that was calling in today, and obviously the guest didn't quite make it. I don't even know if they made it back from the border. So we'll find out later. Now let's talk about a few things that's going on in our community. On Friday, they are letting us out of the studio. That's right. They are letting us out of the studio for the Giant Flag drive-through fundraiser. It's going to be, of course, at the Giant Flag on North Bocelli Lane. They're going to be there from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. taking donations so we can keep that Giant Flag going.
So we'll be there from 8 to 9.
We'll be there from 8 to 9. Enterprise Lions Club is doing this. The Reading Firefighters are serving a takeout lunch of tri-tip beans, coleslaw, and bread for a donation of $6. Drinks are a dollar extra.
Okay, all you Harley riders, come by and see us. We want to hear you rev it up.
That's right. And, you know, we want to talk. We want our listeners to come by, wave at us. We can wave back. Come over and we'll get photos. We can do all those things.
Yeah.
But the big thing is, you know, that flag is something special. And it takes a lot of money to keep that flag flying. And the Enterprise Lions Club does this out of the, you know, out of something that they think is the right thing to do.
I think there's four flags.
Yeah, well, there's just any number. I think one flag, when it's folded, fills up the back of a pickup truck. So
yeah, we'll get more specifics on that because they're interesting statistics.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Rob, good morning.
Hey, Rob.
Good morning, Rob.
Hey, good morning, Carl. And Linda, how are you today?
We're great. What's going on?
Just wanted to tell the whole veterans community and the whole community up here in the North State that this week, starting the 11th through the 15th, the Vietnam Memorial Wall will be at Lake County Fairgrounds and at Clear Lake. And it's open 24 hours. And it's being sponsored by the Veterans Organization down there. We want everybody to know that it's here on our West Coast. And from here, it's going back east. So we won't get a chance to see it again for at least a year or longer.
Hey, Rob, explain to everybody what the Traveling Wall is.
Well, the Traveling Wall is a smaller scale size of the Vietnam Memorial Wall that's in Washington, D.C. And for those that have never had an opportunity to go to D.C. and see the wall, when they go to the Traveling Wall, it is just absolutely emotional. If you've never had that opportunity, for veterans and non-veterans alike, it is it's very eye-opening, but it's a healing process for those that go and actually realize the thousands of names that are on that wall and the effect that it has on you and I. But those men and women gave their lives for this country, and to realize that there's so many of them. People talk about the Vietnam War, but they don't get a realization until they go and they start reading the names of those individuals that didn't come home.
It's a, you know, Rob, Linda and I have had the opportunity and the honor to visit the Vietnam Wall at the back in D.C.
And I have seen the Traveling Wall. It's phenomenal as well.
So if you get a chance, everybody, you go out to the Lake County Fairgrounds?
Yes, it is. Go down to Williams and take 20 West out to Clear Lake. It takes about two and a half hours to get down. It's a beautiful drive. Again, it's open 24 hours. It's being sponsored down there by the veterans groups. And they just want people to come and take your time when you go and look at it. And it's definitely, even if you've been there before, go back. It's a healing process.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, thanks so much for your phone call.
You're welcome.
We appreciate it. And this is Rob Burrows, by the way, everybody, who is working mightily to open up the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum and just doing a great job at that. So, hey, Rob, thanks for everything you do.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. We're going to discuss a few other things for what's happening in our neighborhood here. Like, looks like the Sheriff's Department is going to take that hit, the big-time hit. And, what could be some of the impacts on that? And have you noticed that the gas prices continue to go up? That right now in Michigan, they're up to $2.90 a gallon. And why is that? Since we have oil tankers filled with oil, and we have oil reserve tanks filled with oil. What's causing the price of oil to go up? What is our president doing about this? Is this something that, you know, that what happened to the, that tax break he gave everybody has been eaten up by gas? So let's talk a little bit about that, too. And any other thing that you have that's on your mind, it's open line. Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to, we're having a good time today. Carl and Linda Bott here at Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studios. Do you know what? You know, obviously, if you listen to the show, you know that we are completely in love with our puppy dog, Elk Killer. And there's a really cool thing that's going on with New Image right now. Saturday, June 27th from 9 to 4, New Image Studio is going to be taking pet photos at their Park Marina Drive location. For $19 and a medium-sized can of dog or cat food, you get a session, an 8x10 portrait of you and your favorite furball buddy, and all the food donations will go to another Chance Animal Welfare Shelter. So why don't you stop in on, they're going to be all day Saturday, we'll be actually from 9 to 4, and there's going to be drawings and gift certificates and a lot of fun stuff. Anyway, call 243-4301. Just stop by there on the 27th. Isn't that cool?
Well, you know what? It's, you know, so many people like their dogs. And so now you've got a chance to get a photo taken with your dog. And it's 8x10. And they do just really great work.
$19. How much fun.
Sean, good morning.
Hey, you guys are talking about why the price of gas is going up. They can't say it's because of supply and demand anymore. It's because there's a threat that Obama is creating the cap and trade tax. It's going to cause less incentive to do anything. Everybody's going to scream if the minute they make a profit, so why bother? Let's just let the price of it go up and cause a problem.
Well, now, President Obama has said, you know, when the price of gas was up to four, when he was running for office, I believe, but when the price of gas was $4 a gallon, he wasn't so concerned about that because he knew this would force people to use less oil. It would also force the people to start buying more fuel-efficient cars. What he was, and if I remember right, what he was really concerned about was because the cost of gasoline went up so rapidly. Now OPEC wants to raise the price of oil to about $75 to $80 a barrel by the end of the year. So you know that's going to keep the prices going up. And my question is the administration going to address this at all, or is this just something we're just going to live with?
Well, they were addressing the price of, you know, the profits that we heard about, the record profits that were being made by the oil industry at $30 billion a year, the different companies at 8, 9 cents a gallon. Well, the government's getting almost 17 cents a gallon. Where did those record profits go to?
Well, you know, here's the problem.
It sure didn't go into the budget.
No, but I tell you, here is a problem with that, is the less that people drive, the worse the economy gets, or the worse the revenue coming to the government is really hit because of, look at what happened in California. They lost billions of dollars, as did the United States government, because people used less gas, less taxes came in. And then even when they flew the heads of all these big oil companies in there, they couldn't get them to back off because they said, look, we're making 8 cents a gallon on this.
Yeah.
So it's less than a 10% profit. So.
Well, I realize that, and there's still, it's like anybody's going to make a profit. Why try to make a profit if you're going to have your taxes jacked up because you bothered to make a profit?
Yeah, I'm still waiting to see where all this stuff's going. I mean, I see some things I think I understand, but there's others that I'm just not quite sure is that the administration's got their arms around about where it's going. just like in some of the foreign policy. You know, what are we going to do with North Korea right now? North Korea is threatening nuclear war. I mean, they'd rattle their sabers a lot, but you know, what are we doing with this? You know, so okay. Well, thanks a lot, Sean.
Okay. Bye.
Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, on the sheriff up here, you know, the state, the county up here ought to tell the state to take all their mandated programs and either pay for them or forget it. And the county should close all the agencies that they have to do a mandated program on, take that money to run the sheriff's department.
Well, that's an idea, because how many federally mandated programs are there out there, you know, even at the, not just state level, but also federal level, that say, you will do this, but we're not going to give you any money to do it with?
Well, it'd be interesting to see that's nothing but a threat to you, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they're threatening the people that are taxpayers the thing is here, they're taking borrow money from the taxpayers to bail out what? They bailed out the big dollar people.
Well, you know, I know is that from both sides of the aisle there, is that big oil companies didn't get hit very hard on this budget, and you know they said there's different ways of appraisals for real estate that got by. That there's still, you know, the people that are getting hit on these cuts. I mean, when they make it across the board, I mean it's not just bad enough that the state's so much in trouble, but now they're going to come down and get us. And we're already cutting our sheriff back, our police, our fire, everything, and they're going to take another million or 2 million away from us.
Yeah, well, what it is all these little the mandated programs, though, are the ones that put all the hurt on the small businessman so he can't stay in business and do business.
Yeah. Okay, hey, Jim, we got to take a hard break here. Thanks for calling. Hey, this is Carlin DeBott here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Mary, we'll get to you as soon as we get back from these ads.
Welcome back. It's Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We are taking your calls, 221-1402. We're talking about a myriad of topics today, but let's go to the phones.
Mary, good morning.
Good morning. There ain't no gas shortage.
Okay.
There ain't no shortage of money. If they quit bailing out these big shots and tell them to stop doing a good old thing, and if that promoter quit chopping things for the poor people, Medi-Cal, IHSS, and SSI, he's got a cold in that. He needs to quit chopping. He needs to know how to run a country. He doesn't know how to run. He should go back and be an actor, but he doesn't know how to do that either. But we got to stop him from doing all this stuff. He's chopping a school. He's doing the wrong thing. There is money out there if they want it, but they don't know how to spend it.
Well, I agree with that. I agree that there is money out there. I agree with the fact is that there is money out there. I agree with the fact is that we have legislators who, when we're in a $15 billion deficit or more, they're trying to put another $20 billion of spending in it. You know, this is our legislators. They have no concept of what the hell's going on.
Yeah, they just sit down and eat caviar and we eat dirt.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, thanks.
And another thing too, I think that city needs to stop chopping things too. They need to cut off all fountains and run them only on special occasions.
That's a good idea.
That's recycled water, but it's electricity.
Well, you know, I think maybe they need to take a look at a lot of things on how can we cut back on them.
Police department. We have the old library. We have all these empty buildings. They don't need a new library. We got that money. We spent it somewhere else. They don't need a new police department. We have an old library. We have Mervyn's. We have all these buildings empty. Use them.
Well, I think that's what they're doing. They're looking at the old shampoo building, from what I understand. So
on the South 40. Yeah, we need it in town. They need to be in town. They don't need to be out there on the South 40. We need to be in town. The old library is fine. It's a big building and it works perfectly.
Mm. Okay. Hey, Mary, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Have a good day.
You too, Mary. You know, you got like, you know, Mary gets fired up, but you know what? She comes in and she stays on topic really well. Stop spending so much. Look at everything you can do to cut the spending. Dick, good morning.
Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Good morning, Dick.
I just want to call in and remind all the duck hunters and waterfall hunters that we have this Shasta County waterfall party at Anderson River Park Thursday night at 6 o'clock. And they can, if they would like to come, they can register online at 3ws.ca.ducks.org and go to events, and we're on that list. We got six pallets of decoys to raffle off, four guns, and a bunch of layout blinds and a lot of other equipment. So really great party, and I hope a lot of the people will come down.
What's the date again, Dick?
June 11th, Thursday, 11th at Anderson River Park, 6 o'clock.
Hey, Dick, did you hear that these, you know, this transmission agency of Northern California proposed, one of the proposed routes of these 500,000 volt power lines goes across Duck Unlimited property?
I have not heard that, but it doesn't surprise me. That tank deal is pretty controversial, and I think that there's a. The sad part is they tried to wiggle it through without ever the public knowing about it, which is absolutely horrible. And I know my neighbor Gary Cadd, who ran for city council last year, has been going many, many meetings on it, keeping me abreast of what's going on. And I'll be surprised if it goes through.
Well, I wouldn't be too surprised, because I wonder who we can hold responsible for this. Anyway, okay, Dick, thank you very much for your phone call.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, that's Ducks Unlimited. It reminds me, I forgot to say, tell you about this before we go to the next caller quickly. The Elks Club.
The Elks Club.
Some friends of ours have asked us to join along with them and become members of the Elks Club.
And?
Well, I mean, it sounds like fun. They have, like, pool tables and a pool. And you know that really great outside grass area? You could have great parties there. Isn't that something fun?
No, I don't know. Last thing I joined, people tried to kill me for 30 years.
We walk by the beautiful grounds on the river trail. So, you know, bingo and card games. I mean, you know, these are things.
Bingo.
Absolutely. Doesn't it sound like fun? Anyway, let's go to the phones.
Save me, Greg.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I like the way the city does hire these specialists to come up with these ideas. The last one was on our water meters and our sewer and all that stuff. And I don't know if you guys all noticed that they actually came in and asked the property owners about raising these bills in the protest. They didn't actually ask the people that were actually paying the bills. And I thought about it. If I was a property owner and didn't really care, and if somebody was renting it, I don't care what they pay for the utilities. Why would I even protest it?
Uh-huh.
So they manipulated that one in real well. The next one that seems to be coming in, and I know will show up, our tax bills will be coming here soon. And I know Social Security is not increasing. There's no, cost of living increase in them.
Right.
But then yet, they're going to get their 2% increase on property values, automatic. They won't, you know, nobody's going to protest that or anything else. They'll just automatically put it in there and get their monies.
Well, you know, on these property taxes, I think people need to go down to the county tax assessor and have them come out and reassess their property like we did.
I'm talking about the 2% increase that they're entitled to, you know, according to inflation.
Well, no, and I understand that. But if they haven't gone and done that, they can save a lot of money doing that. Yeah, there's still that 2%.
That should be automatic because Social Security doesn't get their 2% increase, you know, for the next 2 years. I mean, people are getting their Social Security checks. There's no more increases because of inflation. There is none.
And there's increases in, the wastewater. There's increases, like you said, in the REU. There's increases on that.
But they only ask the people that own the land, not the ones that are actually paying the bill. So nobody really protested. I mean, here you are, a renter, and you're pissed off, or somebody that's, you know, doesn't really own the land. And, you know, once again, renting, they're the ones paying the utility bills. They're the ones that are ticked off. So they ask the property owners that live in New York or Texas, you know, and send a protest letter to them. They're not going to send it in. What do they care?
Well, that's true.
And so they got away with it. And, you know, they walked away free and clear and got their what they wanted and move on. So, anyway, what I was trying to say is the next thing that's going to be coming up is our property taxes. And they're going to automatically put that stupid 2% on there, increase everybody's property 2% when there has been no inflation. It's deflating. And nobody will say anything about it. And they'll just, that's it. No, nothing to stop it that I can think of.
Well, you said something about it, and it's a good point.
Okay,
why is it taking a 2% increase if if it's deflation and the prices are going down? Why should we have to pay more for property taxes already that they've reduced?
And the government's already justified it because they've already came out and said there's no more increases on the Social Security, that there will not be for the next 2 years because there is no inflation, there's deflation.
Okay, I haven't seen that part, but the part about everything going up automatically in the case when everything else is going down is real interesting.
Correct. Hey,
this is something that we need to talk to council level, or let's ask one of our elected representatives why that happens, because I think they can
stop
that.
Well, that's why they're getting paid that $120,000 a year, $140,000 a year. They're good manipulators to get this in there before our city fathers, and they just kind of like, well, okay, blow it over. All right, sounds good to me. Let's do it. We probably should have it, and there it goes. But then when they went for elections, they all sat there and said, yeah, we're going to stop this and we're going to stop that. And then they get in there and look what happens. Nothing.
Nothing.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, you know what? Good phone call, Greg.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Hey, we got to take a break here and we come back. Daniel, we'll get to you and the rest of the people on the lines. It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott.
Carl.
Yeah, anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Finest Tobacco Emporium. I love saying that. And it's got a great walk-in humidor, every cigar you can imagine. Espresso Joe's for your coffee, Joe and Shelley. They're friends, but they're also patriots, and they support our community, so let's support them. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Fine, Daniel.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. I've got two comments. First was my grandfather lived in Alabama, and he was a sharecropper, right?
Yep.
And I'm almost positive one of his biggest concerns was not health care. And he lived a very rich and full life. And I was wondering why they're throwing health care at us is like one of our biggest concerns right now. And I just thought that was kind of queer because, you know, my grandfather lived a rich and full life, and I'm sure health care wasn't one of his biggest concerns. And secondly, I was wondering if I'm the only person in Reading that thinks that we were over-policed. And if I was watching the television, and I think they said that they hired like 20 police officers last year, or 18 of them, and that they're going to have to, like, lay off or 20 of them this year, and I was just wondering if I thought this was a pretty safe city. I leave my keys in my car at night in front of my house, and I was just wondering, do we need as many police, and is everything as desperate as they're saying it is?
Well, let's start with your first premise about national health care. First of all, you know, Obama's pushing it, but I have not seen what he's planning. He's talking about maybe a national health insurance plan. I have received numerous emails, and one specifically that points out is that we've got our infant mortality rate is high compared with other industrialized nations of the world, that we spend a lot more on health care than other nations in the world, other industrialized nations of the world, not who have a national plan, a socialized plan, you can call it that. So does it work when the government gets into it? On the surface, it appears to, okay? It does help. On the other hand, having lived in other countries, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday, is that the people that live there aren't specifically happy with these programs. They are taxed so heavily to pay for these. So do we need some kind of, does our health system need to be looked at really well? Yes. Is there a way that, you know, this is, as far as I'm concerned, the greatest nation on the face of the earth, yet we've got people that are children, we've got elderly people that can't get health care. You know, there's something wrong there. Now, at the same time, we're spending billions on people that shouldn't be here, that are here illegally. You know, has anybody taken a look at that? No. So, you know, does the health care plan need to be looked at? Yeah, I think so, Daniel. You know, does it need to be something that takes the majority of our money? No, I don't think that's true. I don't believe in that. The other thing about too many police, maybe the reason that you can keep your car out at night with the keys in it, because there are a lot of policemen around.
Well, I've been doing it for years, though.
Yeah. Well, I know that. But, you know, I've done ride-alongs with them. And they've had nights that are slow nights, and they have other nights that they're scattered everywhere trying to take it. The sheriff's department was getting ready to cut out, like, I think it's like, what, 12 officers?
Sure.
And, yeah, the sheriff's department. And that's gonna leave them short. So the problem is that we just don't have the money. And are there too many police? You know, I'm not going to say there are. I'm not going to say there's not, but we'll see what happens at the end of next year when we look at the crime statistics.
Well, I don't think that there's going to be a big crime spree. I think Redding's a good town.
You know what? I do too. But I also know too is that Redding believes in protecting themselves.
Sure.
I think there's people out there that realize that before they break into somebody's house, they get a 12 gauge stuck up their butt. So
yeah, I think Redding's a good place, and I think we're going to be just fine.
I think we are, and I think that we will recover. But here's the one thing I really, really want the city council and the Shasta County Board of Supervisors is come up with something that's out of the box to start bringing in jobs up here, starting to bring in industry.
I mean, now you're talking.
You know, yeah. This is what we need. This is what we need. And they've got to think out of the
incentive
box.
Incentive packages.
They've got to stop spending money on things like Stillwater, which has got nothing going for it except more money being spent. And why don't we lease or sell the Civic Center to somebody? Because we're spending $1 million a year on this white elephant. I mean, do we need the Civic Center? Yes. Do we need to spend $1 million a year on keeping it open? No. What about privatizing garbage and a few other things around here that with really strict contracts for no strike? You know, so that you can bring more people in to, you know, the area to make money, but we can also save money at the city and the county level.
Sure.
Yeah, these are just thoughts, though. I mean, what do I know? Hey, thanks a lot, Dan.
We'll get it figured out. You have a nice day.
Hey, thanks.
You know, there's. I just think is that we go and we try to do the same things over and over and over again. You know, you don't win like that. You got to adapt. You got to overcome. You got to improvise. That's the way you win in a tough situation.
But
you
what,
just don't sit there.
What would be the cons of privatizing the Civic Center and or the garbage? What are the cons?
We'll talk about it. We got to take a break, but that's a good question. We can talk a little bit about that when we come back. But you know, Redding, what do you think? Think outside the box. How can we attract business here? What has Redding got and the North State got going for it that we can bring in business? Carl and Abbott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Tomorrow is open line also. Tomorrow we have a guest coming in. And on Thursday we have Paul Hooser from the Redding Electric Utilities. And Friday we may have a surprise guest on that because we're trying to work something else in.
Let's talk about the cons, going back to the conversation that we had before our break regarding privatizing.
The privatizing is one of the problems is it was the strike issue. What if they wanted to strike against the company? And when they did, then you'd have garbage and trash pile up. It could pile up for weeks. So there'd have to be something in the contract that said, you know, there'd be a no strike clause. Or if it is, they had to, if the regular employees struck, they had permission to bring in other employees to do the work for them.
Well, you're telling me in Manhattan, that's not a private garbage company?
It is, and that's why they have these garbage strikes, and it piles up trash and garbage until it's 8 feet high there. You know, there's beautiful downtown New York surrounded by garbage bags. So that's one of the problems of privatizing it. The other thing, too, is that, you know, you're putting people out of work. But still, I mean, but you're in reality, you're saving money because everybody that works in for the city government is in a union. So if you started to work, like say the Civic Center, and I'd have to take a look at their budget and how much they're paying. But if somebody came in and privatized it, one, they would be able to cut costs immediately to see if they could actually make a profit there. The other thing too is that the Civic Center, they're only using it for the most part is on the weekends. You've got hundreds of days a year. Over 200 days a year that it's not being used, that we're paying for it right now. It's always filled on the weekends. And it can be anywhere from, Lone Star to, the California Mule Deer Association. So on the weekends. So whoever would come in and take that, if they came in with a couple of acts during the week, you know, could they make money that way?
Well, they have Broadway shows that are that are also midweek. You know, those are occasional.
But many of the days aren't, though. So
what would be something that the city could do or privatization would be what? Meetings? Conferences?
They could do a lot of different things to bring it in there. I mean, Redding is a beautiful city. We have the rooms available to have conferences here. I don't know if we've gone out and gone for that. And what about going down in Southern California? I asked a member of the city government, and not an elected official, but somebody pretty high up in there, is why don't we send people down to Orange County? Where, I mean, where are we sending people down to try and get business in here? And the furthest down they had sent them was like San Francisco. And this is from what he told me. And I thought, well, I've talked to two businesses that came in out of Orange County because they think it's great up here. You know, why aren't we looking at that? Why, you know, why don't we make a concerted effort? We've got a lot going for us up here. You know, people seem to think that, oh, you don't have a university in town. Well, you know, we got Shasta College, and some of the businesses I've talked to have said, you know, the graduates in electronics and some of their AA degrees are more than enough for what they want to hire people. So what are we doing? What's the city doing about that? And you got to take a look, too, is that, you know, we're making things hard on businesses here. Every time you turn around, it's another little ordinance coming at them. You know, California is not a business-friendly place, but Redding could be. Redding could make this easier for people. So.
Got a few minutes left.
Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, Alice, you're on.
Yes, I wanted to bring your attention to a very special veteran we have in this area. She's 96 and just as sharp as she could be, Lois Locke, and she was a personal secretary to Eisenhower throughout the whole war.
My gosh. Oh! Where's she at?
She's right here in town, and she's sharp, and she has all of her memorabilia that she has saved, and it needs to be preserved. Before she dies, she wants to be sure that that is preserved.
Well, you know, we have this museum that's being built right now through Rob Burrows, and he has collected all types of memorabilia and souvenirs from people, and I guarantee you he will take care of that.
All right. Well, I want to get in touch with her. She went in when they landed at Casablanca with Patton, and in an African campaign, she was with Eisenhower. She was one of five secretaries that just went everywhere he went. She did the transcript for the Yalta Conference.
Yeah. Hey, Alice, we're running out of time here. Can I keep you on the phone and let me talk to you a little bit after this?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Okay, we've got to take a run here, but we're going to talk to Alice and see what we can do to help preserve this memorabilia, this one-of-a-kind stuff.
That's
amazing. Hey, look, this is Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?